Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
It's disheartening for Plowsy, but they were doing NFL training camp previews. Television's on at Kirkwood Brewhouse. And they showed the Packers camp, and I couldn't remember the coach's name. And I'm like, that's not a good sign.
This is the downfall of the Packers, and you'll watch it right here.
Matt LaFleur.
Bitch.
I apologize. Isn't that terrible?
Middle of the road of to below average offenses in Tennessee, and I forgot where before.
Well, he was on the Rams. He was basically
it's embarrassing.
Watching Sean McVay call the plays.
I think he talked to Sean McVay on his Motorola flip phone a few years ago.
And then he became a hot candidate.
You just put that in your resume, and you're instantly put up to the top. Horrible hire, horrible offseason, just released Mike Daniels for no apparent reason. It is going to be a disaster for the Pack. 4 or 5 wins. Feel bad for Aaron Rodgers. Oh, they're going to be terrible.
That's a bold pick.
It's a horrible hire, and a couple years from now, they'll have another coach.
4 or 5. Frank, the tradition from the coveted hour was to always end it with some news and notes. I think it started with corrections, because Charlie and I would often just guess on the air. It's a little thing that Hoff does called the end of the day.
The end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, you know, you got to be happy.
I got to find the updated one, though. That was the old open. I have one with Kurt Warner in it. Now I need to.
I've heard that.
I need to search for that one. I'm just going to go back to Monday night, just because to me it's very important. That was a very exciting win for the Cardinals. The Pirates, however, blew it. Now, what would you say was the biggest play in the last inning of? Was it the 10th inning of Wednesday night? Plus, you can keep my laptop up a little bit for the music.
There was a play at the plate, but you're going to say the bunt.
And objectively, it's true. The bunt. The bunt and the throwout at third had a 19% win percentage increase for the Cardinals. The plate had a 14% increase chance for the Cardinals. The Pirates had 5 straight runners reach base on 14 pitches, scoring 3 runs, and then felt their best course of action was to give Wayne out.
By using the bunt.
That's what they decided to do.
Because you're first and second, nobody out.
Nobody out.
And the tying run is at second.
You're hitting Carlos pretty hard at that point in time. And then you decide to give him an out. And then the execution, the strategy was bad, the execution was worse. And then that's how you lose a baseball game.
And you give Carlos a little credit for making the play. But
yes.
You say just hit away. Maybe you hit into a double play.
Yes.
I wonder, is there a percentage that says they would have hit into a double play?
I mean, I think you're managing out of fear at that point in time. And I think that's poor managing.
This is a Gardner carryover.
Is
anti-bunt type.
We agree with this. Gardner and I are on the same page in this regard.
Do you think he was out at third?
That's
another question.
Well, that's another question. My theory is Clint Hurdle is kind of old school. And probably hates replay. So he's probably just whatever. They probably got
kinda
him.
Kind of grouchy, too.
Let's keep
it
going.
Really want to stick around.
Let's end this game.
Want to extend the game.
That was my theory the other night when he wouldn't. Because I thought that was a pretty solid challenge just to see if they would overturn it. And the game's probably over if they do. Bases loaded, nobody out. Albeit they didn't score yesterday in that scenario. But Clint's probably like, I hate replay. Let's not do it. Keep playing.
His assistant's like, no. And he's like, who cares?
Jordan Lyles going on for the Pirates tonight against Adam Wainwright. Interesting note about Lyles. First 8 starts of the season. This is the 17th start. First 8, 1.97 ERA. Last 8, 8.74 ERA. What Jordan Lyles do we see tonight?
Well, I think they should be looking at videotape of the last 7 starts very closely tonight before the game. And I think they're going to hit him. They're in a good groove. They got a couple hitters feeling good. Yeah.
Pirates are trending down. Cards are 7-2 in this stretch of games against Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. You get credit for if you don't beat them, everybody says, oh, what are you doing with them? But nobody wants to give them credit when they beat the Pirates and Reds.
And Wainwright's not brutal 2 consecutive games. He'll come out real fiery, give you a good 6.
And my 5-3 road trip's already in the bank, by the
That's
way.
True.
We're sitting at 5-1.
That's true. I don't know who sets this up, and I saw this yesterday. It's very stupid for the SEC Big 12 Challenge. It's stupid to set up Missouri against West Virginia.
For football?
No, for basketball.
They're playing them in football, too. That doesn't make any sense. You have a SEC
Big 12 Challenge.
So the likely one is
Mizzou, Kansas.
Kansas.
Or even Iowa State and Oklahoma State would be more interesting for a long-time Mizzou
West
fans.
Virginia? Who? I mean, I get it. I love Huggy Bear, but the matchup itself, who cares?
Yeah, if you're going to go Big 12, grab
even
one of those,
Kansas State would have been better.
Right. Grab a Big 8 team from back
Texas
in the day.
Texas A&M will be playing Oklahoma State.
Who's Kansas playing?
Kansas
Kentucky?
Is – no, Texas Tech is playing Kentucky. I don't see Kansas having a game in this – no, Tennessee. Tennessee at Kansas.
Oh, that's a great matchup. Kansas-Tennessee. What a great history.
Historic,
there,
right? Yes.
Bill Self just controls everything, doesn't he?
Yeah, he probably scheduled everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
He probably also picked the Mizzou game. Yeah, they can play West Virginia, okay? And I don't want that Hyperloop just yet.
All right, that's the end of the day.
All right, don't forget to go to in O'Fallon, Illinois. OffenburgHyundai.com is the website. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary, the original Hyundai dealer in this area. Get yourself a backup camera. What are you waiting for? It's 2019. Stop by and ask for Matt Offenberg. Anybody on the team will take great care of you. Award-winning service, that's what they're all about.
And we're going to be tomorrow at, is it called the Ambers?
Let me double-check the title of it,
It's
actually.
Right off Clayton Road. It's right around Plaza Frontenac, and it is maybe McBride's coolest complex
It
ever.
Is the Arbors of Frontenac.
The Arbors of
10601 Clayton Road.
I can't wait to go there tomorrow and just see style at its highest possible level when it comes to home. Go to McBrideHomes.com. Nearly 40 communities in the St. Louis area in all sorts of price ranges. Nobody builds a home or a condo like McBride. Coming up next, the Cam Jansen Show. We'll be back in 20.